This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18, Wednesday, the 30th of March. And of course, you're listening to The Morning Run. Let's talk about PKR. With PKR party elections slightly more than a month away, various factions within the party are set to duke it out on the polls. Having faced a betrayal at the coalition level, party defections and dismal electoral outings over the past 2 years, calls for reformation within the party have been louder, especially since GE15 is likely around the corner.
And coincidentally, former Pandan MP Rafizi Ramli announced his return to active politics with the intention to run for the deputy president role. And this has sparked speculation that he will face PKR Secretary General Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution over the coveted position. While Rafizi's return may be celebrated by many, some within the party might not agree, especially since Rafizi has been critical of the direction of PKR and has not been handled, has been heading in since GE14. So the jockeying of other party posts is also heating up, with Fuzia Saleh, the head of PKR's women's wing, throwing her hat into the ring for one of the vice president's posts, while current VP and party veteran Tian Chua said he would be retiring from the role in May.
Well, that's not the only contender, because another name could be Info Chief Fahmi Fazil, who has said that he is considering contesting. Now, with GE15 around the corner and much at stake for the party, how will the May polls shape up for this party? So for some analysis on this, we have with us Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Senior Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Good morning, Hamidin. Always good to speak to you again. Now, PKR Deputy President role is starting to shape up as a battle between the return, I would say almost the phoenix from the ashes, Rafizi Ramli, and current Secretary General Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution. What's your sense in terms of who might have the upper hand at the moment? Dr. Hamidin, can you hear us?
I think you're on mute, Dr. Hamidin.
Sorry, I think we're trying to get him back online. But yes, this post has been heavily contested. And I think...
Hello?
Are you there finally,
yeah,
Dr. Hamidin?
All right.
Were you so shocked by our question?
No.
Tell us then, who has the upper hand between Rafizi Ramli and Dato' Sri Saifuddin Nasution?
All right. Morning, Johnny. Wow, that's early you asked me for the a magic ball. Yeah, but never mind. I think it is an interesting contest. And obviously, at this particular moment, I do believe that Rafizi Ramli have a very much strong upper hand compared to Saifuddin. Why? Because he is a very much have a strong grassroots support among the leaders in PKR. Remember when he contested against Azmin Ali back in 2018, I think with the backup of President Anwar Ibrahim then, he almost toppled Azmin as number two. Mm. But I think his support within PKR is maintained, even though he's taking his own leave, I think, for almost 2 years from politics. And I do believe he and his teams are very much in touch and have a very much different levels of promoting their interest in PKR. With that, I think it's going to be a very tough for Saifuddin to challenge Rafizi as number two.
So, Hamidin, help us understand the factions within PKR. I mean, is it clearly two camps? You know, like in UMNO, you have the court cluster, and then you have the ministers. So, you know, is there such a thing within PKR? And what are their key differences in terms of party goals and direction?
I think it is a huge... I think one of the biggest problems faced by PKR, I think, is very much disunity among the leaders. And with that, I think it's not only because of the situation where PKR is heading up to, but also...
Bless you, Dr. Hamidin.
I think because Apali, Anwar Ibrahim was in PKR for quite a long time. Mm. And with that, I think it's created a very much big vacuum among the leaders. With that, I think we can see... there is a big challenge within to emerge as new leaders in PKR. In terms of direction of the party, you can see there is some in PKR who want to adopt the PH approach to the Big Ten, where they want to accept more into the PH. And Rafizi clearly mentioned that they want to stick to their own. And as also, you can see within the direction where they believe that PKR is the biggest party and they want to stick to their own logos. They want to work with others and they believe in their own strength. And others who believe that PKR need to work with other party within the PH and others. But in terms of leadership, I think I'm surprised actually Rapizi didn't go to the head, meaning didn't challenge Anwar Ibrahim. I was expecting him to do that. But I do believe it is a time for Anwar to really relook and re-examine his position with PKR. And I think if he managed to control Rafizi this time or defeated Rafizi by supporting Saifuddin, I think PKR will have a big split at the end of the day. All right?
Fuzia Saleh, head of PKR's women's wing, will be throwing her hat into the ring to be elected as one of PKR's vice presidents. How significant are the VP roles in the party?
Mm. If you look at the situation of PKR now, actually PKR, after the Sheraton move, after the defections of Azmin group from PKR, it's almost collapsed. The only VP that the available was appointed by the party, not being elected by the members. Xavier, Zuraida, I think left the party. Tian Chua is the only one who stayed. So with that, I think VP is very much very important position, looking at how PKR structure. And at the same time, I think not only VP, the top leadership of PKR, I think women also is almost a zero now. Fuzia heading after Haniza left, in my point of view, for PKR. But at the same time, I think what's the challenge for PKR is not only for them to jostle for the position, but who's going to be the new leader? Are we going to see new faces in the PKR leadership line, or we can see the same old faces heading for the vice president? I think it is about time for PKR to really place a new faces. Fahmi Fazil, in my point of view, should be in the more role position as a vice president. Samsul Iskandar, for example, or many others who are more than capable to lead, which I think they should be give the opportunity to lead PKR at this particular time.
Hamidin, you mentioned something earlier on which I want to pick up on, and that is Anwar controlling Rafizi. You said that. Why does he need to control Rafizi? Does he see Rafizi as a threat?
I think,
or
obviously,
loose cannon?
Yeah, I think it's not so much a loose cannon, Johnny. I think what happened to Anwar, I think this is, for me, as an analyst, as a historian, the collapse of Pakatan Harapan started when Anwar supported Rafizi to challenge Azmin Ali back in 2018. That's the beginning of it. I think that's what created the crack within the PKR, which later on brought down Pakatan Harapan. I think let us be realistic when we look at things, why Sheraton moves happen. Because for me, when Anwar just came up from the prison and really supported Rafizi to challenge Azmin, which surprised many people. Because until that time, it was Azmin who very much taking care of PKR day-to-day basis, administratively. So with that, why I'm saying, if can Anwar control Rafizi or not? Why I use the words control there?
Mm.
I think as a president, I think Anwar need to really much have a strong hand in everything. I think that is typical Anwar and his position for quite long time.
Okay.
I think when he, for me, when Rafizi challenged Azmin, I think Anwar at that point, look at Azmin as someone that he can no longer be controlled by him. Azmin have their own thinking, because Azmin was the main negotiator dealing with the PH and others. So with that, I think that's why Anwar tried to kill him. And the impact of it, I think, big split within PKR. And if in my point of view, Anwar didn't manage to control Rafizi this time, the contestation between Rafizi and Saifuddin can lead to another fraction within PKR. I think that's what worrying us as an analysis when we look at the PKR situation. PKR always end up with a big split after contesting party politics.
Yeah, and very quickly, Rafidi said that Pakatan Harapan shouldn't be too ambitious. I mean, aim for just 80 seats in the next GE15 in order to not to lose relevance. Do you agree with this assessment very quickly, Doc?
Yeah, I think this is where I said just now, Rafizi, listen to his interview. He even, in my point of view, suggested that PKR or PH should wait for the next G16, basically, to go back to power. And the approach is, in my point of view, is very much believe that PKR can stand alone to some extent, looking at his idea. And this is where, as you say, that they believe that they can only win around 80 at this particular time. I don't believe in that. I think looking at the current situation in Malaysian politics, and historically, Malaysian politics always be about coalition.
Yeah.
So with that, I think Rafizi have to learn to work with others at the same time. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Dr. Hamidin Abdul Hamid, Senior Fellow at the Ilham Centre. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.